Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, they're just starting to get annoying. It's just starting. First, we were scared. Now it's just getting annoying. Two more bomb scares this morning, and it's almost at the point, like this is a little boy who cried wolf. I think even, and I'm not hoping that any of them will blow up. Not at all. But it's almost like the little boy who cried wolf. But I don't think we should take it too lightly. I think we should still be cautious. Have you ever been a victim of a bomb scare? I have been in my life. When I was a young gal, I worked at Cheeseboro Ponds in Jefferson City, and I made Q-tips. I ran the Q-tip machines. Those have gone south. They're done in Mexico now. It's no longer Cheeseboro Ponds. It's Unilever. But there was a bomb scare one night. I worked the third shift. And my mother was a registered nurse at the hospital, and she worked the third shift. She never drove. Dad didn't trust me with the car overnight, so he would drive to Jeff City, drop us off, and go back home and sleep. Come back and get us the next morning. So I had no place to go. They gave everybody the option of leaving. I let my mom know what was going on at the hospital, and she said, well, you can take a taxi over here or stay, whatever you want to do. I said, well, I think I'll stay. So I stayed. There were several different nights. They were always on a weekend with the bomb scares, which it ended up that it was an employee just trying to get out of work. Just trying to get out of work. And they did get in some trouble. But it was a little scary at first. The first time, you didn't know what was going on. Second time, it's like, you know, a little boy that cries wolf, like I said. But I think you should always be cautious. The not mainstream media is claiming this is a distraction from, the not mainstream, like Fox, that it's a distraction from the border crisis. That now, all of a sudden, nobody's talking about this 7 to 10,000 people coming across the border. They're marching to the borders, and it's a storm of illegal immigrants, if that's what you want to call them, illegal aliens. So what do you think we should do at the border with 7 to 10,000 and growing? It may be at 14,000 now, immigrants marching to storm our borders. If they were wearing combat boots and fatigues, none of us would think twice about sending the military. But we see these children and these women, and we think, well, we don't want any harm to come to them. But they certainly are willing to put you in harm's way, aren't they? And if there are immigrants that are illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them, that need asylum to our nation, because we do have the greatest nation, even as dysfunctional as it is right now, why are they carrying their banners, their flags for their country? It's more of an invasion. I believe it's a Trojan horse. I believe there are some people there that want to come into this country. They interviewed one, I believe, last night. I don't remember which news show I was watching. But they said they were going to stop at the next place, and I can't remember where it was, and enter the American embassy. So they're serious. They're serious about becoming Americans. But the majority of them are not. Deception is the political game. We're being deceived. We, the people, need to put an end to it. We're the only ones that can put an end to it. There are no consequences in politics. Timing is everything. And we're being lied to at every turn. From climate change to Social Security, that lie began back in 1913. From the health care to taxes to jobs to women's rights, all these lies are made up. Needs, they say. We need this. It's not for our own good. Remember what the definition of necessity is. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. So when a politician explains what's necessary, stop and think, what will I lose if I gain this one necessity? It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Free for All Friday. Daniel will be calling us here in the second segment as well. I've got these bomb stories that they've been piling up all week, you know. There's two more today. And one is to Senator Cory Booker, and the other one's to James Clapper. And, of course, it was addressed to CNN because that's where he is. But, I'm looking at the pictures. They're providing the pictures of these packages, and, of course, they're all typed out. And I don't know if it's every single one of them, but several of them, they're all the return address is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, 777 Sawgrass, well, whatever. You know, it's to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. All of them that I see here that they've taken a picture of are the same. Now, that one is to James Robert Clapper. De Niro's was, I think it was to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, too. I'm going through these papers. Excuse me for that. But, yeah, Biden's was return address was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Brennan's was return address Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Joe Biden's was return address Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I think I'm seeing a common denominator here. Eric Hampton Holder. Eric Holder was also the return address was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I think she's been on the return address of pretty much all of them. And then I got to thinking, I'm not an investigator, but I got to thinking the Middle Easterners that were working there in Congress, for the congressman, that stole a bunch of stuff. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they got fired, but she kept them working and kept paying them. And then they ended up getting in some trouble for what they'd stolen. And she defended them, and she was getting on to the cops. You can't do this, blah, 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 blah. What if one of them was the angry one? But I think even, and I like I said, I'm not wanting anything bad to happen. But I would think even the worst bomb maker could get one right. None of these have been activated. None of them. So, and I got a big kick out of the one that went to De Niro. I'm thinking, why De Niro? All he is a mouth. Who cares what he says? He's just vulgar-mouthed, and he's obsessed with the president, with hating the president. And then Governor Andrew Cuomo claimed he had one, but that wasn't true. It wasn't true all. So I guess he's just scared, or he just wanted to be a part of the pack. He wanted to be included. I want one. I want to be the bomb. I want a bomb, too. Anyway, seems to be a fad, and I'm thinking it's just a deception once again. Who's doing it? I don't know. If it's somebody on either of these political sides or just some crazy that wants to cause some trouble. Or a distraction. And that it has done. But I think it's getting to be where it's annoying. Just let's find whoever it is, or if it's more than one person, let's get them and get them taken care of. Whether it's somebody wanting out of work, like Cheeseboro Pons or whatever it is. Let's get them going. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Daniel Turner will be joining us shortly, and we'll find out what's been going on in the energy world this week. 877-895-5410. We're going to talk about deception some. I think the bombs are deceiving, and I've got a story here about Social Security that I think some of the facts you might just need to remember. You know them, but be reminded. But it's just another time when the American people were deceived, and we let it happen. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There is some breaking news that I've just been made aware of. A suspect has been arrested in Florida this morning in connection with the rash of suspicious packages sent to prominent Democrats nationwide. Law enforcement sources have confirmed this with Fox News and other news agencies. It's all over the, apparently it's all over the news, but you know, I sit here trying to get ready for a show and I don't get to watch the news. Federal authorities have been focusing on Florida as the location where the majority of packages originated. Some of the packages went through the mail. Homeland Security, Crispin Nielsen told Fox News they originated some of them from Florida, and she says, I am confident that this person or people will be brought to justice. So, little boy who cried wolf has been found out, and we'll see what happens over the weekend with this. We're going to go to the phones. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today? Roger, are you there?
Me. Hello?
Yes, Roger. What's up?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about Clinton is attacking, the Democrats are attacking the Electoral College system. And they claim that Clinton won by had 3 million more votes than Trump. Well, here's the part they don't tell you. In this country, there's 3,141 counties. Clinton only won 57 counties.
Yeah, that's right.
Does that tell you anything?
She got the popular vote just because she won those big cities. That's all. She didn't win the majority of the states.
But nobody put it in that perspective of how many counties did she win.
Well, I didn't count the counties, but I did put it in that perspective. That's why we have the Electoral College, to protect the rest of us from the big cities.
Yes, we know that. But it's the tail wagging the dog.
If you
go with her, with the Democrats, if you want. Anyway, I'll let people go with that.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate the call. I want to announce that we did have a winner yesterday. I pulled out of my popcorn bowl. Well, actually, I made Rudy do it because I didn't want to feel like we were prejudiced or anything. Carol Westcott won, and we're going to try. We won't get it done today because I'm going to be speaking, and I have to clear out of here as quick as I can. I'll be speaking at the Rotunda in the capital of Missouri. In the state capitol, we're going to be joining a Campaign for America. Campaign for America! You know, we're the people that stand for the national anthem, sing the, say the Pledge of Allegiance and honor our flag. So, Carol Westcott, congratulations. We are happy, and you should be getting that very soon. They sent it out that same day, so you should be getting the game very, very soon. We're going to do that again. I have them scheduled in November, and I have them scheduled in December, so brush up on your Constitution facts so you can know what's going on. I wanted to, we kind of talked about the bombs a little bit. I wanted to talk about the bakers that have been sued because they wouldn't make a cake for the gay couple that wanted to get married. Now, there have been two of these, if you remember, and one went through the Supreme Court, and that was Jack Phillips, that he actually is an artist, and he actually painted on his cakes, and it was, they're just beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. And he won his case. It went to the Supreme Court, and he won his case. But the other bakers have been fined $135,000, and this case will go to the Supreme Court. Now, this, my friends, is an infringement of the Eighth Amendment. We always hear about the First. We always hear about the Second. But the Eighth Amendment, and I had it brought up the other day so I could share that with you, and I don't have it here on my screen right now. We'll read it here in a little bit. But it talks about excessive fines. They're not allowed to fine you excessively and give you punishment that is cruel and unusual. They're not allowed to take away your way of living, your right to make a living. And that's exactly what they're doing to these bakers. $135,000. Which ones of us could afford that? I can't afford that. No way, Jose. Not going to be able to afford that, and I'm sure they can't either. We're going to go over to the phone lines. We have Vincent in North Carolina. Vincent, how are you today?
I'm doing okay, Beth Ann. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I hadn't called you in probably last year, but I had a short day at work today, and I decided I was going to get on the internet and listen to my favorite talk radio shows. And I just wanted to give you some examples of where I am, how hook and crook the political election is going. And you hear all this stuff on the radio about the caravan of people coming up to the border,
mm-hmm.
and they're blaming Trump for the bombs, and he's the cause of the climate. this is happening, which I wouldn't be surprised if the person doing it was on a government payroll. But I can give you an example of how it's even at the local level. Here we have a senator who, in North Carolina, Phil Berger, who's done a very good job of managing the funds and helped save the water system in the neighboring town. And he's not been abusive with the money and so forth. But we had a recent person apply to challenge him for his seat. And this person, who happens to be a woman, was very, she seems like a real feminist social justice activist.
Mm-hmm.
She's a teacher at a university in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's UNCG. And we found out by going to the Board of Elections, State Board of Elections, and the local board here determined there was impropriety or signs of impropriety as to how she was able to get on the ballot. And what she had done, she was originally in the neighboring county, but she had to be in the county I live in order to challenge our senator. So what she did was she got someone to let her briefly, I'll say, squat in a house that was actually on the market for sale to gain residence by a certain deadline. And, well, when all this was brought up and they found that the actual owner of the property was asked, were they aware of this? He was on vacation in the Norway or someplace like that. They found out that he found out, hey, nobody told me about this. The real estate agent, who apparently was an ally, allowed this to go on. And of course, now she's going to a different address, but the State Board of Elections, which was divided half Democrat, half Republican, and then one tiebreaker vote who's supposedly an independent, who I believe months before was a registered Democrat. Which side did you think that they decided in favor?
Well, I'm guessing they went on the lady's side that was squatting.
Yeah. That's just my figure of speech. They basically cheated to let her get on the ballot.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah. And it's like a big government program. I'm almost positive it's not just going on here. It has to be going on everywhere. And I hope voters really are being discerning about who they're voting for, because it's really sick what's going on. It's like we're being told what we can believe and what we can do, and they tell us how they're going to spend our money. And they seem to have all the money. So that was, the problem, of course, is if people actually had the control of the money, the government has a problem dealing with conflicts of opinion. So they introduce all this stuff, this, social justice, what you can and can't say, and suing people like you were just talking about, because they got to silence the people who think outside the box.
Yeah, the lawsuit, according to the Eighth Amendment, I just brought it up. In suits of common law, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Yeah, we're being deceived. We're seeing the same thing here in Missouri as you're seeing there in North Carolina with the elections. And, you know, it's astonishing. Both sides are dishonest. But the dishonesty of the Democrat Party right now is just through the roof. Thank you so much, Vincent, for still listening and calling in. We got some other callers holding on. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all Friday. 877-895-6410. And we're going to be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone line. We have Neil from Missouri. He's a good old guy. He can keep us educated. Tell us about the Electoral College. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. I was just calling about your program yesterday.
Oh, okay.
On the 16th Amendment. The U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled in several cases. Our church office was destroyed by looters, so I don't have access to the information anymore.
Oh, okay.
At this point, but so I can't give you the Supreme Court decisions, but the Supreme Court has ruled consistently in tax cases. But the 16th Amendment gave no new taxing powers to the United States Congress at all.
Mm-hmm.
None. And the reason for that is that the Congress has always had the power to tax foreigners doing business in the United States. And so the 16th Amendment really, not only was it never ratified by the proper number of states to make it an amendment, and that issue has been brought up before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has always ruled, oh, it's irrelevant whether the 16th Amendment is valid or not, because it gave the Congress no new taxing powers. And if you go back and, you know, even before the time of Christ, what did Christ tell Peter? He said, look, who pays taxes? The children of the land or the strangers in the land? And, of course, the answer is the strangers in the land. Now, anybody who uses Federal Reserve notes is operating as an agent of a foreign corporation. And so, therefore, they're operating as strangers in the land. And, therefore, their incomes, whatever they make, can be taxed at whatever rate the IRS decides, according to the, Title 26, which is the tax code. So, if you don't want to be taxed, just quit operating as an agent of a foreign corporation.
Okay. So, and I was told you were going to talk about the Electoral College, but I know that I thought of you immediately when we had that 16th Amendment question yesterday. So, Electoral College, let's talk about that real quick.
Sure. Now, the Electoral College, the reason for that setup was originally, only men could vote in this country. right. and specifically white men. So they would get together locally and decide who they would send from their local group to the state level and then from the state level to the national level for federal elections. And this way, the men would get together and vote the way their group decided in each election. And that way, you had the same, practically the same amount of power for elections among the sparsely populated areas as you did in the major cities. And that was to prevent the cities from being able to control the government. Democracy was considered one of the worst, you know, the popular vote, that was considered one of the worst forms of government ever known to man. And that's one of the few things that all the founding fathers agreed on, that democracy is out. There's no way we need to have a popular vote, because when you have that going on, then the poor people are going to vote to tax the rich people and take their money away from them so they can sit on their butts and do nothing.
And that's exactly what they want.
That's what we're seeing today. You know, we're seeing it, with all these poor people voting. You know, to be a citizen in the United States, and actually a citizen, capital C, not a 14th Amendment citizen subject, you have to be a property owner. You have to own land. That prevented deadbeats from being able to vote to take property away from those who had it.
Right.
And that's what the purpose was, you know, for the property requirement.
And, of course, they're trying to take the property away from us, too. So they're doing everything
they
can. I mean, the deception is just it's nonstop, and it's at every corner. And we just have remained ignorant, and we don't realize what we've allowed to just happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's what the Forbes magazine just came out with an article. There's 34 people that now control over half the wealth in the United States.
Mm.
34 people. You know. Mm. And how'd they acquire that? Well, not honestly, I guarantee you that. You know, they've just been stealing it from us all these years.
Well, that's true. We've got that going on here in Missouri, and they want to be senators, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's, oh, and you brought up this issue of excessive bail. What they do in Missouri is they simply, now the federal courts, what they do is they simply hold you without bail. They simply say, oh, you're a threat to the community, so we're not going to set any bail on you, period. And that's common practice in the federal courts. The state courts, you know, it's not excessive bail, you know, $1 million, $10 million, that's not excessive bail for somebody like Bill Gates. But if you set $1,000 bail on a guy who just lost his job because you threw him in jail, he doesn't have $1,000 post bail. So what they'll do is they'll simply set a bail of, you know, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever on somebody, something they know he can't pay, and then they just let him sit in jail for years until he pleads guilty. And I've seen it happen time and time again
in this case of the bakers, they're trying to make an example out of them. And they're trying to break them. They're trying to ruin their livelihood. And that's not allowed. And yet they're doing it out of stupidity and out of emotions and out of... It's an agenda. It's an agenda. They want to get rid of them. You know, I've got a little more. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like the forfeiture, yes, asset forfeiture laws, where they can come in and just simply take everything you own simply because, you know, they found pot in your car.
Well, or even after you're found innocent, they don't always give it back, so.
Oh, exactly. You got to turn around, you spend tens of thousands of dollars suing them.
Just to get it back. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, Neil. Thank you. Have a great weekend, okay? Stay dry and enjoy the pretty colors of the trees. They're beautiful. We're going to go to Mike real quick in Florida. Mike? Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, we got an update for you down here in Florida.
Yeah, I just announced it. Did you not hear?
No, I did not.
Okay. Yeah, I announced it.
Okay. That he's a white male, 50s, former New Yorker.
I did not get that detail. They didn't give that detail in what I was reading. So.
Okay. He was arrested in Ventura, Florida, who had prior arrests for terrorist acts or threats for the U.S. Postal Service and a bunch of other ones there. He was using a postal facility out of Apocalaca, which is about 10 miles from Ventura.
Okay.
And the Department of Justice will be holding a news conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. I guess I'm going to miss that. I'll be speaking at a rally at that time, so I guess I'm going to miss that. Well, okay. We'll see it again tonight. They'll play it again and again and again. So, okay. Thank you, Michael, for keeping us informed. Appreciate it.
All right, dear. You have a good weekend.
And we're going to go from Florida to New York. We're going to go talk to Jim in New York. Jim, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
First, I just want to say I love your show. I listen to you on shortwave while I'm at work driving around. You're great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. While you're driving around, did you say?
I'm driving around, yeah, for work, yeah.
Okay.
Brooklyn right now. I hate it here, but...
you know, there's plenty of room in Missouri.
Oh, there's no elbow room here. No matter where you go, someone's there, you know? How it is. I was thinking with these all of these liberals and Democrats getting all of these suspicious packages, you know, deep down that there's a whole handful of them that didn't get it that really feel that they weren't significant enough to get threatened.
Yeah, Cuomo, he was kind of disappointed his wasn't.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Yeah.
It's just there's a whole bunch of them going, wow, I wasn't even good enough for an attempt on my life. And I'm sure that they're sincerely disappointed about it, you know? But
it's bad. It's a bad.
I hope he's a liberal.
Oh, I don't know what he is, but he's not a very good bomb maker, and we're all good appreciative of that. But he didn't set any of them to go off.
I don't think this guy wanted them to go off, you know?
I don't either.
It just seems like he was trying to send a message, you know?
I think so. Of course, Trump's getting blamed for it. And what was that, sir?
I said, if he's a liberal, why would he want to hurt his own people? You know, if he's trying to make a point that maybe the conservatives are the bad ones, you know?
Well, there's some people that said that, and, you know, everybody's just speculating and everybody's just making opinions and saying stuff, but a lot of them said it was a distraction and that they wanted a sympathy vote, but they also wanted a distraction from this caravan that's coming in, these thousands of people that are coming into the border.
That could very well be. I put nothing past them. Nothing.
I don't either. I agree 100%. All right, I'm going to have to let you go. We're just about out of time in this segment.
Thank you,
Jim. You keep listening. Spread the word there in New York. They need to listen to a Missourian every once in a while. Thank you. When we come back, I want to talk about the Social Security, but I also want to talk about the transgender and the rules and the crazy things that they're doing. You know, recently, and I don't have that article in front of me, but the women were just a little bit upset when they got beat by a transgender in a sports competition. You know, they can dress up however they want, but it doesn't change their DNA and it doesn't change how their body's put together. And now we have, because he was transgender, and I guess he was a criminal, they sent him to women's prison. Any guesses what might have happened? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Got a little history on Social Security. I know I've shared some before. This is a little bit more, you know, every time the budgets come up, every time elections come up, the Democrats tell us the Republicans are going to take away your Social Security, they're going to throw Mama off the cliff, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. Well, let's see who really does it. Not that I'm giving the Republicans any slack, they're just as guilty, but we'll talk about the history. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're in the final segment of today's Free for All Friday, and it has been a fired up Friday. We're going to go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Just fine.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to make a couple comments. So, one of them, starting with you're on the subject of fables a couple days ago.
I was. Fairy tales.
It's coming to mind because of the change in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up around the place was having the restaurants. You remember a theme restaurant about the little boy that ran around a tree and the tigers chased him?
Oh, yeah. And they banned that book. And I loved that book. It was my nephew's favorite story. He wanted me to read it to him all the time.
Certainly. And the Sambo restaurant. Little Sambo restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
There were a chain. There were like 1,200 of them almost.
Right.
And in the early 80s, they all got shut down. You remember that?
Yes, I do. I hadn't ever been to one, but yes, I do remember that. I remember they took the books off the. You can't even find one in like a antique store or anything. They're just not there.
Yeah, and it's a little Indian boy. It's mm-hmm. a South Indian boy with tigers, and the theme restaurant was a success. They really had great pancakes, and the one in Santa Barbara.
And butter. They had to have butter because it was lots of butter.
Yes, and you know, it's a good story.
It was good, and he was a hero. He was the hero. Yes.
That's right. and his mother made pancakes with the butter.
Yep.
Yes. And he deceived the tigers by throwing his clothes out.
Mm-hmm.
These other present-day things, well, like Anita Bryant, way back then, orange juice and all that.
Oh, yeah.
All this. And this thing today, this thing with this return address, too bad somebody had been found. Because, you know, I'm suspecting something like her husband, like Wiener up in New York doing it, get back at her or something like that. And then all these women.
Well, now, he wasn't married to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. He's married to Hillary Clinton's Girl Friday, whatever her name was.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Girl Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl Friday. Yeah.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is that gal that was the head of the Democrat Party and allowed all the cheating to go on and sent all those emails that were very derogatory and racist and bigoted against Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's still in Congress and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Pathetic.
It is.
All pathetic. It's working up all their egos. I saw this Megyn Kelly's losing her job. It's like they're eating their own.
Yeah.
They have to trip on their lip.
Yeah. Yep.
To control what's said. It's for.
Well, the politically correctness is really, it's banning free speech is what it is.
Absolutely.
She probably should have used better judgment, but I don't think she meant any harm, and I don't like Megyn Kelly, but I think she could have used better judgment. But people might say that about me here in just a few minutes when I tell the next story that took place. So, but it's just absurd what we see going on, and that, you know,
it's absolutely absurd.
No common sense.
No common sense. And we were talking the other day, that black walnut company is Hammond,
okay. We do need to look that up. We've had a rough week here, so.
No doubt. It's an amazing.
And the other company is sold out, so we weren't able to really get a hold of them. They're sold out of the furnaces, so.
The walnut company is an amazing company. It even goes into the oil company because of the use of walnut shells.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing, that Hammond, the amount of things. Really company. God bless,
right.
And I hope everyone's contributing. Really,
I hope they all too. I haven't been reaping the benefits of that yet, so I'm hoping everybody will pay attention to the Made in America site that we have and the people that we're growing. We're getting ready to add another one to that, and we'll get that done here before next week and get that up there. And that is J-Mark Laboratories with they have this Surgeon Skin Secrets, great lotions and such for your, they have some beauty lotions as well, but hand lotions and all kinds of body lotions and soaps and such. So it's really a great company, a great product. So Made in America. All right.
I hope everybody gets their Buckaroo calendar too.
Oh, yes, yes. We got to get the Buckaroo calendar. That's coming up. Yeah, the next year.
Get them now.
All right. We need to get CJ back on the horn here. All right, Kevin, I'm going to let you go because I need to get going. We only got a couple of minutes left here. God bless you. Thank you for all your support. I appreciate it so very much. Well, this woman, which is not a woman, she's a transgender. He is a transgender. And guess what? He got thrown in prison with the women. And I think you can use your imagination as to his behavior. And I'm thinking, you know, why are we that stupid? The Democrats or the left that claim they protect women do not protect women. How long did women work to have their own sports to be taken seriously? And then they throw transgender men who, you know, just because you can walk around in high heels doesn't make you a woman. Besides, I'll take you on any day. But they're built different. They're made different. And it doesn't matter how many surgeries they have. It doesn't matter what kind of clothes they wear. Their DNA is still going to say male. Their muscles are different. They're built different. And they think differently. I'm sorry, ladies, but they do. They don't think like us. We don't think like them. And it doesn't matter who they think they are. They're still male. And we're still female. So You can use your imagination, but it is not helping women's rights. So, I was going to say he was a girly man, but apparently he wasn't all that girly. And I'm looking at a picture of him, and trust me, he's not that girly. Well, I'm out of time, and I wanted to share this with you. This is coming from a listener, and he does a lot of writing. We've had him on the show, actually. But he's asking you which party you should trust. And he says neither of them. But they have an election going on in his area where the Democrat is claiming that the Republicans are going to take away your Social Security and your Medicare and da-da-da-da-da, throw mama from the train and off the cliff and all this good stuff. Well, every time Social Security has been infringed upon, there has been a Democrat behind it. Every single time, and I don't have time to go through each and every one of these. We'll try and catch up with that on Monday, if possible. You know, it's been an exciting week. I was really excited about our trivia yesterday. And we're going to do that again in November. We're going to do that again in December. And they'll give two more free games away. Don't wait for the free game, though. Just consider that icing on the cake. You need to get them ordered. Christmas is coming. They're great, absolutely great gifts. They'd be a great gift for your local library, a great gift for your public school, private school, your kids. Just a great thing to have. Good for all of us. This has been Free for All Friday. We have been fired up. The weekend's going to be interesting. They caught the suspect. We'll see what unfolds. And today I'll be speaking at the Rotunda in Capital of Missouri. Probably around 1:30 by the time I get done here and there. And we're going to talk about bringing America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.